Hello and welcome to Global Focus. I'm Zeenat Hansrode. Today we'll go to Somalia and take a look at its tech sector through iRise Hub, an incubator for startups and a co-working space for young tech entrepreneurs. Joining me from Mogadishu is Awil Osman, the 27-year-old CEO and co-founder with Abdi Hakim Ente of iRise Hub. Awil, iRise Hub is for entrepreneurs, tech innovators, developers, but not only, is it?
So iRise Hub is a physical platform where the recent graduates from universities in Mogadishu, the business people that in the tech sector, the investors, both local and the diaspora, the civil society organizations, government, anyone who needs what's happening in the tech ecosystem in Somalia can actually come. They can either learn new skills from the people that are already inside the hub. For the people who are looking for business to invest in, they can actually come in and we give them a portfolios of different startups that are in different sectors of the of businesses. So they can actually go through the business they're doing and then they can invest in. The startups that are currently new or the new businesses, they can come in and they can learn how to scale their businesses from the stage they are right now to another level.
What can you provide at iRise Hub for the people coming to work there?
We provide a co-working space that is very well equipped. It has a reliable internet that is very, very good. We have also an electricity that won't be disrupted. A very conducive environment that is not very loud and everybody is quiet and where you'll be productive. And at the same time, we make sure that the people who are joining our hub get also mentoring and coaching services from the iRise Hub.
What facilities can you provide at iRise Hub?
We also have a boardroom that you can use for your businesses. We have a receptionist that works for us. At the same time, you can use that receptionist. We also have a coffee lounge. You don't have to go out every time to go get coffee from outside. We have a lounge area. Let's say when someone comes and wants to meet with you and then it's not actually a formal meeting, you can actually sit at the lounge. Also, if you are a startup, a new business and you don't have an address, you can use iRise Hub as an address. You can also hold events at this space.
And do the people who join iRise have to pay a fee?
Yes, they have to pay a fee. Yeah.
How much is it?
For someone to use the co-working shared space, they have to pay $30, while the dedicated space, you pay $100 per month.
So what you're saying is that it's $100 for people to have access to all your facilities?
Yes, yes.
So far, there are 20 people working on their respective projects at iRise. What are the criteria for young Somali to join iRise Hub?
We have put our application on our website and our social media accounts. So we want anyone and everyone who's joining the space to have at least a special skill, whether it's a business skill or technical skill, let's say being a developer or a designer. Number two, the person must be someone who wants to become an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur who already maybe started a business. At the same time, maybe the person was doing a very interesting projects in the university. So we can also consider that. It's not a space for people who don't read and write. It's a space where people can actually come and get extra skills, whether it's technical or business skills. So we always make sure that before someone joins this space, they will add a value to the community they're actually joining, the iRise Hub tech community.
A good stable internet connection is crucial for developers and tech innovators to pursue their work. Yet internet access is quite expensive in Somalia, as it is in other African countries. And for the time being, Somalia has only one provider. Isn't that an obstacle, Awil?
Yes, indeed. Most of the developers and techies, as you've already mentioned, they need a very stable and reliable internet. What they do is they usually go back to their former university, which maybe sometimes will not even allow them to use their facilities. Or some of them go to coffee shops within the city so they can access the free Wi-Fi. But still, you have to buy coffee. That's maybe $1 or maybe $1.50. So the internet is extra expensive and there's a monopoly. There's only one internet service provider or one fiber optic cable provider. And the ISPs are not very regulated.
Isn't that a problem for your business, for iRise as well?
Yes, we pay $2,500 per month.
Why is internet access in Somalia so expensive and it's really not helping the economy to progress, to advance, is it?
Yes, the internet is very expensive because there's a monopoly. There's only one company that has a fiber optic cable in Mogadishu. So now they are not regulated. The Somali government just passed the telecommunication bill recently, but yet they have not put up the regulations and the state agents that will be dealing with the regulation of the prices of this product. Hopefully, maybe the government will do something about this and maybe other players will come in into the market to stabilize the price of the internet.
You studied computer science and now you're completing a master's degree in entrepreneurship and innovation management in Kenya. Where did you get the inspiration to set up iRise Hub?
When I was in the University of Nairobi studying computer science, I used to come to iHub, that is the innovation hub in Nairobi, a place where I could actually attend events, tech events where I could learn maybe a skill or two. And at the same time, I could use the co-working space once a day because I was still in class. Through that exposure, I learned a lot of things. And when I finished my degree, I joined iHub as a green member and I could use this space every day. I've already established my first startup. So I was not worrying about paying internet access, paying rent and all that. So it helped me because I have learned the impact that it had in my journey to become an entrepreneur. I was hired and I went to Mogadishu to work. And then I realized in the process that Mogadishu also needs a place like I have.
You know the American TV series Silicon Valley on HBO?
Correct.
Did it give you any ideas?
Yes. When I was in Nairobi working at iHub, the only thing that was missing for each person, they had to do other extra jobs to make sure they get money. They have to pay their bills, rent and the rest. So at the Silicon Valley, all of them, as a startup, they're using the house of one of the main characters. So that means now they're using the house which they live in also as a working space. So the inspiration I get is that such thing can also work in Africa. And
iRise Hub is located in Hodon District in Mogadishu. Watching a video of your facilities and seeing how modern and well-equipped it is, I couldn't help thinking it is such a stark contrast to the images of famine and violence we usually see about Somalia. Is it shocking for you to hear comments like this?
Yes, indeed. And the problem is the media that depicts and shows the world the terrorist attacks and also buildings that have already collapsed. The media doesn't show the stabilization projects that are going on, the diaspora that is coming back, and other good things that are happening in Mogadishu.
Is it only the media that projects a negative image of Somalia?
Yes, indeed. And when I say that, I'm not just saying it's the international media only. Even the local media, that's the only way they can actually get views and people to click on their websites. When people post projects like about us, like iRise Hub or any other good projects that are going on in Somalia, the diaspora coming back and new business booming and a lot of other things, people having fun in restaurants. And when you post things like that, there are few people who are interested to watch. But now when you post a very violent pictures or maybe when there's a problem between the president and the prime minister, things like that, a lot of people get interested, both local and international. So that's why the media, both the local and international, they always put their focus on those items and they do not actually look at what is going on.
And now let's go to 30-year-old Ayan, who's been using iRise for a month now. Ayan, why did you join the hub?
I joined the hub because it's a really good space where you can meet other young people who are very innovative in their thinking, and you can discuss ideas. And I, at this point, although I don't have a formulated idea that I want the hub to support me with, but I'm using the resources that they have available. One of those being the co-working space that I really enjoy. It's a really good space where you can discuss ideas. You could use that space to learn more, to gain networks, and to also potentially get other people who could partner with you or who could direct you to the right resources to further your ideas.
So it's been a positive experience all in all.
It has been a really positive experience. Once you're in that space, you sort of really forget all of the chaos outside with the hustle and bustle of the city, but you're in this space. It's a really clean, really very modern. It just kind of brings you into a different mindset where you're much more focused.
Ayan, you were living in the United States before coming back to Somalia 3 years ago in 2014. Were you surprised to see such a modern facility like iRise Hub in Mogadishu?
Yes, definitely. I think it's very much comparable to any other major cities that may have a similar innovation hub. So I was really surprised, but I was also very much excited to be part of this.
And now let's turn to 23-year-old Mohammed Anoy Ali, who also uses iRise Hub. Mohammed, can you tell us about your experience with iRise Hub?
I have that idea. We are working on Mawa Milk. It's a business startup company. We have the idea, but we don't know how to turn the idea into a business startup. So they're helping us all the way the process. We have mentors, we have expert people that we can talk to I mean, we have been doing research about our idea. Took us more time to organize and make it into a business, turn it into a startup. But when we come to iRise, they give us 2-3 days and our idea was organized and become something tangible that we can start up.
iRise Hub also hosts a weekly free event called Show and Tell, where anyone can come and pitch an idea using the audience as a sounding board and earning their feedback. The pitch has to be sent to iRise first because of limited space. And that's all for this edition of Global Focus, and it's goodbye from me, Zenith Hansrod.